and the trade considerations.
Let's hear what it is, Mace.
Fifth round pick this year, a fifth round pick in 2016, and Manny Ramirez.
Manny Ramirez going back to
Detroit. Starting center most of the last 2 years, going back to Detroit where he played earlier. And so that's so Manny Ramirez, you know, that is has been traded to Detroit, and that may well say a lot about what the Broncos think of Geno Gradkowski, who they acquired from Baltimore in a trade earlier this spring, because they've talked about Manny being an option at center, and now looks like Gradkowski's the guy.
Yes, and now what you're looking at right now is the Broncos war room where they're anxiously awaiting to see who they – well, they know who they pick. The pick is in, and they're just waiting to see when it's announced. And Roger Goodell is currently coming to the podium to announce the Broncos selection. Who will it be? Goodell, I'm making the announcement right now of who the Broncos will be, and that means that the Broncos have traded it up with the Detroit Lions – and with the 23rd pick in the NFL draft, they've selected Shane Ray out of Missouri, an edge rusher, probably maybe the second best edge rusher in this draft. Who knows how it'll play out, but definitely a guy who can come in and compete right away.
14.5 sacks last year in the SEC at a school, Mizzou, that is known for producing quality edge rushers. So he's had great coaching there at Mizzou all through his career. You know, we talked about the marijuana arrest this past weekend. There's all, you know, he plays with a lot of energy on the field that sometimes boils over. If you watched the SEC championship game last December, you saw him get thrown out for a hit. But at the same time, you like the ferocity and the intensity that he brings. You like his ability to consistently get to the quarterback. And he's a premium player at a premium position. Ordinarily, you're talking about Shane Ray being a top 10 pick. The Broncos got him at number 23. That's great value. And that also answers questions about the depth at edge rusher. There wasn't a lot behind DeMarcus Ware, who's going to be 33 at the end of July, and Von Miller. And now you have Shane Ray. You can never have too many pass rushers. I can't help but think that Wade Phillips is really excited about this pick.
Most definitely. Shane Ray led the SEC in tackles for loss, 20.5 last season. Also led the SEC in sacks, 13.5 sacks last season. Clearly, he can get after the quarterback. He can come off the edge. And something that we've talked about leading up to the draft is that DeMarcus Ware is a veteran player, and a guy like Shane Ray can definitely give him a little bit of rest, taking some of the snaps there to keep him fresher.
This is exciting for the Broncos, and it just shows how when you have a roster where you've set, where you have veteran options at every position, when you know, as you can see the war room cam, there's the Broncos top brass in there. But when you have veteran options at every position, you have the freedom to react to how the draft board falls. A week ago, you're not talking about Shane Ray being a pick in the 20s.
No way.
That is, you know, this is beyond the wildest dreams. And obviously, you know, you're talking about what's the risk reward ratio, because he's already going to be in stage one of the NFL's NFL's substance abuse program. So you've got to think about that. But at the same time, a top 10 guy that you're getting number 23, you can't argue with that. An outstanding pick and potentially a very high reward pick. And the Broncos are also showing confidence in their locker room.
Yes.
Guys like DeMarcus Ware, guys like Chris Harris Jr., it's going to be up to them to show Shane Ray how to be a pro, how to stay on the straight and narrow, and if he can, wow, what a great pick. And you know, an elite player at an elite position, you got to be excited about that.
Well, most definitely, and something that we haven't even talked about yet, can you imagine this? DeMarcus Ware, Von Miller, and Shane Ray all on the field at the same time. We know that Wade Phillips is a very creative.
He'll find ways to do
exactly,
that. He will find ways to get those three together. Talk about pick your poison.
Most definitely.
If you're an offensive line, that's
now
exciting.
Let's react to the trade. What did we think of the trade moving up, what they had to give up, and what they got in return?
Well, again, we talked about how the 2016 picks were going to be ammunition in addition to the 2015 picks, because the Broncos are counting on having a lot of compensatory picks next year for the free agents that they lost. So because of that, you know, you see them sending a fifth-round pick from next year's draft, as well as a fifth-round pick this year, to Detroit to make the deal.